Thursday night, Chavis Halvavus, Shar Yichud HaMaisa. We're up to Perek Hamishi, we're in Perek Hamishi, of Shar Yichud HaMaisa, where the Chavis Halvavus, a very long Perek, and tells us about the Yetzer Hara. And he gives us examples of how the Yetzer Hara works, so that we should recognize it, and we should, when we think things, because it's always very clever, he very rarely says, oh, come on, do this Aveira. It's an Aveira, but do it anyway. He very rarely says that. Chavis HaLavus says he manipulates you, he's manipulative, he manipulates your moods, he manipulates your midos, he manipulates your sense of values. He tells you it's good for you. That's what the truth is. It's very, Chavis is a Rishon, right? And really, okay, these are not the words of the Chavis HaLavus. Even if we'd learned the classic Ibn Tibbon translation, it wouldn't be the words of the Chavis HaLavus. But you see in all the translations that he just throws out, the truth is every three, four words, every phrase is worthy of elaboration and a whole speech, an old drosha. The way he just, like he says, kochos nafshecha v'amu'uro b'mezeg ruchacha v'amishtate vimcha b'anhogas chushecha. Each one is a whole thing. That he's part of your midos, part of your moods, part of your kochos hanefesh. It's you. It's you. That's really what he's driving at. You know, we call it the Yetzer Hara, but it's you. He says, Hayodeya heitei mistrei nafshecha. He knows which buttons to press. He knows your subconscious mind also. He manipulates you. And you have to listen to what the Chavis HaLavus is saying, that the Yetzer Hara is manipulative. He knows you better than your therapist knows you. And he manipulates you. And really, when you read these paragraphs, these first like 30, 40, 50 lines, it's very depressing. He presents an enemy that you think, wow, I have no defenses against this enemy, because he's inside my very Mahalach HaMachshava. He's there. He's in my thought process, the Chavis HaLavus says. He permeates, is embedded in my very thought process. I'm thinking, and he's always making you think that it's good and it's the right thing to do. He very rarely says, okay, it's the wrong thing to do, but who cares? He has a cheshbon why it's right and it's good and it's a good thing to do and it really doesn't matter so much and you're just doing this and just that. And this is the first paragraph that we learned already. I'm saying every few words, every phrase is really on Olam. And he says he's your worst enemy. You think he's your friend because he always presents himself as someone that is doing something good. But he's really, he goes to Pasuk in Mishlei, he's shooting arrows at you. And they, oh yeah, I was just kidding around. I wanted to test out your reflexes. I wanted to see if you're afraid. And really he's trying to kill you, both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba, he says. But you're not going to have Olam Hazeh either. If you give in to the Yetzer Hara, your Olam Hazeh is usually messed up as well. And he continues in that vein. Three lines from the bottom of page Kuf Ayin, he says, one of the major Neshek, he's using modern Hebrew. One of the major armaments that he uses is he makes you masupik. He doesn't tell you, that's not true. He doesn't go to an extreme. Very, very clever. He doesn't say, oh, it's not true. He doesn't push atheism. He says, maybe this, maybe that, maybe it happened this way. Maybe it happened in a more rational way. Maybe it happened in a more natural way. Maybe it's not mukhrach. It makes you masupik on certain basic truths. That's also a trick. He sows doubt in your mind. That's one way. That's one mahalach he has. It's a very strong and powerful weapon he has in his armament, that he just wants to make you masupik. So you're not strong, because you have to be strong, because life is not easy. And you have to be convinced of things. And once you're not sure, so then, you know, misofik, you'll stay in bed. Ula aves, the last line he says, Ula aves machshavos secha b'demyonos kozvim utainos b'telos. It's really not logical. He'll say later, when he's teaching us how to confront the Yetzer Hara and how to combat it, he says, like, don't, we'll see. He'll say, don't accept, like, the doubt. Because if someone says, well, you know, maybe not, so you say, okay, maybe not. You say, no, like, why not? Like, if I believe in Hashem, then this is what happened. Are you saying, right, if you force him, so to speak, to, if you expose what he's really trying to do, then he dissipates. But that's what we'll learn later. Right now he says he wants to sow doubt. Shematrid d'cha bohen, top of Kufayin Aleph. It makes you crazy. Melahabit al toali yosecha. He doesn't give you the chance to think really what's good for you in the long run. V'yishabish l'cha ma'shebor l'cha be'emunoscha v'dei yosecha. So he says as follows. This is one of his major weapons. He sows doubt. Yeah, I want to. If you learn, if you would come to the Nachshia, if you learn Nach, but really, to a degree, it's true. Even if you just learn Chumash and Rashi, you see very great people were nichshal in very terrible things, right? When we learn Chumash, we learn about Korach. You learn about Yeravam ben Nevat, who like gave Shlomo HaMelech Musar, and Achia Shiloni came to him and said, "You're a man," and he ended up right. And Achitofel, the Gemara says Achitofel was David HaMelech's Rebbe, right? He called him Rebbe Alufim Yudoi, and people would ask him Eitzes, like one step below the Urim V'Tumim. That's what the Gemara in Bracha says. After Achitofel gave you an Eitzah and you still hadn't know what to do, you went to the Urim V'Tumim. And they're doing Averas, the worst Averas. And so you say, you know, it's, but when you learn this Chayvus Halbavus, it should really, I mean, if you're bothered by anything, maybe you're not bothered by anything. But you see, the Chayvus Halbavus, the Yetzer Hara is not a fool. He's inside of you. And if you're smart, so he's part of your intelligence too. That's what the Chayvus HaLavus says. He's part of your thought process. He's part of your creative process. He's part of your mind. He takes over your mind. It's a cancer. It's mamash a cancer. He takes over your. So the greatest of people. So you make a cheshbon. What did Yeravam ben Nevat say? You know. He gave Shlomo HaMelech Musar that he's marrying the daughters of of Ammon Nochrim. He's ruining Klal Yisrael, right? So Shlomo HaMelech had a cheshbon that this is the way, this is like Mashiach's times, so to speak, and this is how to permeate the world with Emunas Hashem. He's gonna marry these women, and he's gonna be part of their name, like, they'll have an influence. So Yeravam ben Nevat gives Musa, but then he takes over the Malucha, and then he doesn't guard against the Yetzer Hara. What does the Yetzer Hara say? Like, you know, says you have to make the Eglei Zohav, you have to make, because you don't want them going to Yerushalayim three times a year, then the whole enterprise will collapse if they go to Yerushalayim three times a year to the Beis HaMikdash. You gotta have a substitute. It makes sense. I'm not making an avodah zarah. I'm just making a substitute for the Beis HaMikdash, right? And then before you know it, before you know it, it's avodah zarah, and it's the worst of the worst. Choti umakli sarabim. You haven't been a bot. But you say, oh, he was such a big tzaddik, and he was. So how did he? The teretz is this paragraph, really, and the whole parak, which we'll be learning. If you're smart, it's always part of that smartness. You're not like some dopey, like a devil with horns that's trying to talk you into eating the apple. He's part of your intelligence, you know. So you say Shlomo Melech's no good. So he gets in there. He gets in there. Korach, you know, you get in there. He goes Taka Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, how do I know? Matul Safek. Who said Moshe Rabbeinu? We didn't hear Hashem say anything about Moshe Rabbeinu. He seems to be taking everything for himself. This adds up to something not good. It's all nepotism. It's his brother, it's himself, it's his children. And he's something, yeah, well, you know. It's clear that that's the way it is. So I'm saying that's... So he says, V'imtia... Line 2 on Kufayin Aleph. The point is to stay alert. That's what he says. Not to allow him to just be there and you think it's you. What the Chabad Lubavitch is trying to do in this perek is that when you, not when you Yetzer Hara, when you think a thought, so a red light will go off, a bell will ring, and you'll say, oh, I learned that in the Chabad Lubavitch. It's the Yetzer Hara. To have you, a red flag will go up. He wants you to recognize how the Yetzer Hara works, so that when you think something, you'll recognize it as the Yetzer Hara. V'imtia b'matzav shel hishomros mimenu. So in case you were depressed about everything I said till now, if you're on the alert, the problem is people don't want to be on the alert. People just want to live. Be on the alert. Like, leave me alone. I can't walk around being on the alert. I want to live my life. But the Gemara says you do have to be on the alert. And you fire back with your weapons of your seichel. And you dodge the arrows. You don't fall into doubt. He wants you to doubt things. You say, bring me proof. I want proof. If you don't have to give me proof, get out of here. Tinotzel v'tia b'sholom mimenu bezos Hashem. He says bezos Hashem, let's say 100 times in the Sefer of Chayim Kal Bavis. But here, I don't know. Grad that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that you can only conquer the Yetzer Hara Bezos Hashem. Alone, Yitaka can't do it. Which also, I think, proves that the Chayim Kal Bavis is right, his perspective. Because you say, well, what do I need Bezos Hashem for, so to speak? You know, he's telling me to do an Avera, so I won't do an Avera. I'll be stark. But the Chayim Kal Bavis is saying it goes way beyond that. He never tells you to do an Avera. He manipulates you. He's a manipulator of your thought process, of your character. I said yesterday, he'll take your character of courage and of independence, and, you know, so that's a midah tova. So he'll get you to do something that normally you wouldn't do because you're embarrassed. But he'll egg you on. You have to show you don't care what other people think. And he'll make it into a mitzvah. He'll say, you're being Mekayim Shar Yichud HaMaisa. You're showing that you don't care what people think. V'tia b'sholom imenu be'ezus Hashem. Maybe he means literally be'ezus Hashem, the Gemara in Kiddusha. But, two more lines, three more lines. But, v'yamtis b'cholo b'nyonecha. But if you don't guard, if you're not aware, if you're not on the alert, and you don't put up a defense, So you be drawn along, because he talks very logically, very intelligently, and he only wants what's good for you, and he shows you why it's good for you. And remember, it's not him. We're just saying that, and we learned. But it's you. It's your thoughts and your mind that's thinking of these things. Lo yusapkeu mimcha, he's not happy. He's your worst enemy. Kiyam hishmidos chol b'shnei olamos. Olam haba en olam hazeh. B'chalion chol b'shnei hamakomos. Kinyin ma'ashomer achosid ba'onof me'anofov. This is Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei. Just one sentence in Mishlei out of the hundreds and hundreds. V'achad mechayolov ki rabim chalolam hipilo. It's talking there ground about a not good woman. Ki rabim chalolam hipilo v'atsumim kol harugeho darchei shol beiso yoredro sol chadrei modus. But it's a general and extrapolation. To the Yetzer Hara. Okay, we'll stop.